With scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports, get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retro's
The Overtime.
Welcome to the overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, WRC2, a 2023 winner and 2024 nominee of an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online Streaming College Station in the nation. I'm Rich Sale. Starting off on the mound in the MLB, where the New York Mets smacked the Kansas City Royals 6-1. In the one for the Mets, Pete Alonso went 2-for-4 and smacked a home run at the plate.
And Pete drives one in the gap in left center field, headed toward the wall. It's out of here! Pete Alonso with a line drive home run, his fourth of the year. 6-1 New York.
Audio courtesy of MLB.com. Brent Beatty also went 2-for-4 recording 2 RBIs, while Jeff McNeil went 3-for-4 and also recorded an RBI. Luis Severino pitched 5 innings in the win and posted 4 strikeouts to help put the Mets to a game under 500. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Phillies lost to the in-state rival Pittsburgh Pirates 5-2. In the win for the Pirates, Ryan Reynolds went 2-for-5 at the plate with an RBI, while Henry Davis went 2-for-3, bringing in 2 RBIs. Bailey Falter pitched 5 innings and allowed 1 earned run to help the Pirates get their 10th win of the season. In the loss for the Phillies, Bryce Harper led the way, going 2-for-4 at the plate, while Alec Bohm and Brian Stott each recorded an RBI. Christopher Sanchez pitched 6 innings, allowing 4 hits and 2 runs while delivering 6 strikeouts in the loss. Crossing over into the NBA, where the New York Knicks escaped the Brooklyn Nets 111-107. In the win for the Knicks, Jalen Brunson recorded a double-double, finishing with 30 points and 11 assists, including this crazy and one play.
Goes inside, the floater's up, count it, and Brunson a chance for a 3-point play.
Audio courtesy of ESPN.com. OG Anunoby helped the Knicks with 15 points, going 6-for-13 from the floor and making 3 out of 5 threes from beyond the arc, while Josh Hart contributed 16 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. With the win, the Knicks are game back of the second seed in the East. In another huge matchup of the evening, the Philadelphia 76ers cruised in a win over the Orlando Magic 125-113. In the win for the Sixers, Joel Embiid had a monster performance, recording 32 points, 13 rebounds, and 7 assists on 10 of 23, including 4 of 7 from 3. Tyrese Maxey contributed 28 points, going 10-for-19 and making 5 out of 10 threes, while Kelly Oubre Jr. helped with 21 points and 9 rebounds. In the loss for the Magic, Franz Wagner led the Magic with 24 points, going 9-for-18 from the floor. Paolo Banchero also recorded a double-double with 22 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists, while Jalen Suggs chipped in 20 points on 7 of 12 shots, with Mo Wagner dropping 17 points off the bench. This was the 7th straight win for the Sixers, who are a game back of the 6th seed in the East, while the Magic are slotted at the 5th seed. This has been the overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, winner of 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Rider University, I'm Rich Sale.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 1077thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 1077 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?